in the trans community, we know quite well that trans people are the experts of their experience. And that, I think, is one of the things that trans youth have a lot of challenges in overcoming, is that, first of all, they're youth, so people don't necessarily trust that they know best. And then they're gender nonconforming, which most people don't really understand or know very much about. So there's like these layers of ignorance that trans and queer youth have to break through, that they're in a very disadvantaged position to do. There's a limit in like the adult understanding of what it is to be gender nonconforming. I didn't get to have a queer or trans youth myself. Like these ideas were not on the landscape of my upbringing. There was no access points for me to think of them or even imagine myself into those ways of being and understanding myself. So I just kind of always felt like this beaten down person who had to move through a system that never really had room for me in the first place.
I'm curious about that experience for you and kind of when you were exposed to those ideas and began to kind of figure that out for yourself and how that happened.
Yeah. So for me, like gay was like the first language that was introduced into, I guess, my sphere of influence. And it was always something that was outside, and it was always something that was other people. It was never something like close to home. And then, you know, it was art that really taught me all of these words and the ideas as ways that I could see myself filtered through, right? So I'd see an artwork and then I'd be like, whoa, that is like deeply resonant with my experience of this world in a way that isn't just about that artist. This is actually about me. So I'd have like this experience with an artwork, and then I'd go back to my very like straight and cisnormative life where there was no space to explore or even find those moments. And these are like early days of the internet. So there aren't like massive online communities of like trans and queer youth, or there wasn't, you know, tons of blog posts about like coming out or transitioning that I could be reading easily.